Let's not waste brain power that could be used to boost Michigan's economy. That's what Global Detroit says with a new survey looking at just how we're doing in retaining international students. Steve Tobachman of Global Detroit is here with us now. And Steve, I guess it is worth reminding everyone, Global Detroit is all about welcoming and retaining immigrants because of what they can do for Michigan's economy?
Absolutely right. So despite any kind of narrative that somehow immigrants are taking jobs, we know that immigrants are making jobs, and they're helping inner cities like Detroit, revitalizing neighborhoods, but also powering Michigan companies, the auto industry, and others so that we can be global leaders and that basically more Americans can be hired and our incomes are raised. And so we're really excited about the report we released today.
Talk about this report, Filling the Talent Gap. Why is this an important piece of information?
Well, we run the Global Talent Retention Initiative, or GTRI, which is the nation's first international student retention program outside of a university, and we have first-of-its-kind data looking back at the last 5 years. And what we find is that American companies and global companies are really struggling to find the engineering, IT, computer science, and other what we call STEM talent that they need to be competitive and to create jobs. And we know that every graduate degree international student who's STEM educated and is retained, when we hire them, they create 2.62 additional American jobs. And so this study tracks the phenomenal growth we're seeing here in Michigan in utilizing this talent base.
Current immigration laws pretty much limit the ability of international students, doesn't it, to pursue long-term employment in this country?
Long-term, there are still significant barriers, although those barriers can be navigated. More recently, what we've seen is in May, the federal government issued new regulations relating to what we call the STEM extension for international students. So international students who get a STEM degree and whose employers use the federal E-Verify system, they can stay for 3 years after graduation without the employer having to file any additional paperwork or pay any additional fees. And that can be a supply of labor in its own right, or that can lead into what has become a somewhat challenging proposition, which is the H-1B skilled worker visa. So when American employers can't find talent domestically, they can recruit international talent when they certify they can't fill a need. Unfortunately, because demand has grown so much to fill these hard-to-fill positions, we're seeing now 3 times the number of H-1B visas that we have in terms of application every year. So employers have to file year in, year out, and often have to try to file more applications than they have spots to fill.
In this study, let's drill down a little bit, Steve, on how Michigan's doing in filling the gap. First of all, do we have a sense how many international students we have in Michigan?
We do. We have 32,000 international students, and that is ninth in the country. They represent about 5% of all the college and university students in America. And what we know is that these international students actually contribute over $1 billion a year to the Michigan economy in terms of their tuition, their rents, the groceries they consume. And this is an export product for the state, and it's $1 billion of export product every year that we produce by educating this talent base.
And how likely are those foreign-born students to want to stay in Michigan to live and work when you compare to in-state and out-of-state students?
Actually, we do really well in attracting and retaining international students. And sometimes that's because we're the only connection they have to the United States. But our studies indicate that about 60% of the international students we're tracking are working in Michigan and 40% are working in other states. And in-state students, we're now up to about 70% retention rates, but out-of-state students, we only retain 22% of those students after they graduate from a Michigan college or university. So international students are slightly below in-state students in terms of staying in Michigan to work after they graduate, and 3 times the rate of out-of-state students. And that's a pretty attractive proposition.
As I was looking through Filling the Talent Gap, this new report that came out today, it was really striking how much of a contribution that international students are making in terms of universities, as graduate students, as researchers, and in the fields, particularly like electrical engineering, my goodness.
70% of all the graduate students in electrical engineering in this country are international students right now. And mm-hmm. to think that Michigan is the only one with a talent strategy to retain them after graduation gives us a competitive edge. And particularly with the automotive industry that is becoming more based on the internet, this can be a huge advantage for our companies going forward.
What's next and what's needed, particularly for Michigan?
Well, we still find reluctance among employers to consider this talent strategy because of some of the challenges and hurdles they will face long term, although, as we say, those are navigable. We are continuing to work to educate employers on the opportunity, and what we're trying to do is build social connections between those international students and the Michigan economy. So we have a cultural ambassadors program that anybody willing to volunteer can go to globaldetroit.com and sign up and become a cultural ambassador to welcome talented international students to our state, as well as college-educated refugees, and help them create the kind of professional relationships they need to succeed in Michigan.
The report is Filling the Talent Gap, out today from the Michigan Global Talent Retention Initiative. And as always, it's a pleasure to talk with Steve Tobachman of Global Detroit. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Cynthia.